The Pacific Northwest is suffering from too much of a good thing, too much electricity. It was a snowy winter there and a wet spring, and there's lots of water behind the dams on the Columbia River, which means an oversupply of hydropower. And as a result, the region's new wind farms are being ordered to throttle back. And the people who run them, well, they're not happy. Here's NPR's Martin Kosty from Seattle.
It seems like a simple problem to fix. If there's too much water behind the dams, why not just dump some of it, bypass the power generators, and spill it? Would that we could, says Doug Johnson, spokesman for the Bonneville Power Authority. When you spill water over a dam, he says, it gets mixed with nitrogen from the air, and that's not good for the salmon.
What it can do is give the juvenile fish a condition similar to the bends that scuba divers experience.
So Bonneville, a federal agency that runs the power transmission system in the Northwest, has been ordering wind farms offline, usually in the middle of the night when demand is lowest. Wind farm companies are crying foul.
This is not about fish protection. This is strictly about economics.
Jan Johnson is a spokeswoman for Iberdrola Renewables, which has 722 wind turbines in the Pacific Northwest.
There's options. In other parts of the country, in fact, almost every other region, these types of transmission providers will just go into a negative pricing situation.
Negative pricing just means paying people to take your surplus power. The wind farm companies say the dams could run at full tilt and Bonneville could pay customers in other regions, California or British Columbia, to take the surplus. Five wind power companies have filed a complaint with the Federal Energy Regulatory Commission to force Bonneville to start doing this. Bonneville would prefer not to have to pay to get rid of power, says Doug Johnson, because that cost would be a burden to power customers in the Northwest.
What we've said is, no, we're willing to give away energy. We give away energy to a whole lot of people when we're faced with this situation. But if we were going to, you know, just pay negative prices and say, okay, we're going to incorporate that into our wholesale power rate, and this is the only set of customers that are affected, we just aren't prepared to do that.
Complicating matters is the fact that wind farms make much of their income from federal tax credits. The government essentially pays them for every megawatt hour they produce, so they really don't like it when those blades stop turning. They also say Bonneville is forcing them to break contracts with utilities in places like California, which are required to buy a certain amount of renewable energy. Wind farms have encountered similar problems around the country. Mark Bollinger studies renewable energy markets for Lawrence Berkeley National Laboratory.
Transmission is probably one of the largest issues facing wind development in the U.S. In 2010, roughly 5% of all wind generation that could have happened was actually curtailed due to transmission constraints.
Sometimes the reason is infrastructure, lack of room in the grid, and sometimes it's financial, as in the case of Bonneville's reluctance to pay other regions to take the surplus. And finally, there's the economy. Until demand for power picks up some more, the tricky problem of too much power isn't likely to go away. Martin Kosty, NPR News, Seattle.